It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, I want to let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode. And this latest episode is kind of a follow-on to our most recent episode, which was episode 1347. And that was the episode entitled, We Reveal the Truth Behind Ballymun Dog Killing Story. So that was our last episode. So this is kind of a follow-on to that episode. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, maybe have a listen to it before you listen to this one. But anyway, this message came in to us from one of our listeners, and it says, I just listened to your podcast on the incident with the dog in Ballymun, and I was so angry over the misinformation being spread about the Somalian community living in Dublin. Everyone who spread fake news on their social media about what happened needs to be arrested for inciting hatred towards the Somalian community because so many fools believe that story. My taxi driver is from Somalia and is very upset about this. He says that this rumor was made up to turn people against them. Arrest the spreaders of hate and false stories. I want to come on your podcast and talk about this. And that is from, I don't actually know the name of that person. Who do you have a name for that person?
Yes, I do. And she is, but she's going to be available in about 20 minutes time, which is why we kind of delayed it. Her name is Maria.
Maria, okay. Well, Maria, thanks very much.
Kira,
thanks very much indeed for getting in contact with us. So, on the last episode, we highlighted the fact that there was a tragic incident over the weekend in Ballymun involving the burning of a dog.
Okay, now, we don't need to go through all that again.
For people who may not have heard that episode, the burning of a dog and how it came to pass that this dog was found burned, and the rumour that was being spread by the far right on social media.
Everybody that spread it wasn't far right, don't...
It was initially spread by people who would be on the far right.
One person that spread it wouldn't be far right.
Who?
A certain person. I'm not going to name her, but one person that did share the details of it, and I've since spoken to, and you know I've spoken to this person, he doesn't want to be named. One of the people that shared the video and also claimed that it was three Somalians later regretted that.
Okay, but anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that... people spread rumours online that this dog was killed by, and it was very specific, three Somalian men who were cooking the dog to eat the bloody thing. Okay, now there is there's been rumours that there are videos around to prove this point. There are no videos around. We have seen no videos around.
Now this this allegedly happened about 6 days ago. Okay, yeah. So 6 days ago. And people keep saying there's videos. Not one video has emerged.
Not even a photograph. And now people are actually generating AI images of lads in Ballymun. Anyway, the bottom line is the dog died in horrible circumstances, we think. Now, it could have been dead when it was born. But anyway, there's nobody's denying that an incident happened where a dog was burned, okay? That's not the issue. The issue is the spreading of fake news against Somalian nationals. Because this was spread as a matter of fact that three Somalians were cooking the dog in Ballymun in the last few days. And they were caught, and it's all on video, and that's what Somalians do. And it's literally designed to create fear and hatred toward the immigrant community, specifically Somalians. Now, I said on this podcast, the last episode, that this is absolute bullshit. There is no video, there is no proof, and in the 24 hours since we published that episode, not one person has come forward with any proof, any evidence that this is what happened. Anyway, the bottom line is...
Now, if they do...
There is no video.
If they do, we'll all eat our hats.
I will eat 10 hats live live on this podcast.
And
okay?
a dog. Ten hats and a dog.
Yeah. Ten hats and a dog. Anyway, Kira believes that if you are the sort of person who shared this story without any verification, that Somalians were responsible for killing this dog and in the process of trying to eat the bloody thing, shame on you. And she believes, this is what Kira says, she believes that everyone who spreads fake news like this on their social media needs to be arrested for inciting hatred towards the Somalian community. Now, I wouldn't go that far in terms of, I don't know if people need to be arrested for sharing stuff, but I believe...
But there are laws against this.
I believe it should be a crime to intentionally spread fake news. And when I say intentionally spread fake news, spreading information without any shred of evidence.
And by the way...
That is fake news.
By the way, if you look, if these people who spread this news had have even spent as little as 5 minutes... doing a bit of research, and you'd find that dog eating does not happen in Somalia.
That's irrelevant.
No, but it doesn't. Which, so people automatically think, oh yeah, because they're from Somalia, they're all savages and they all eat dogs. A little bit of research will literally, and I don't mean research by looking at someone's YouTube channel, I mean actual research will tell you that dog eating is not, in fact, in Somalia, the dog is not seen, it's seen as a dirty, dirty animal. It's not seen the way, it's not viewed the way we view it. So people, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again. If you believe that story, you're literally, you have the IQ of a tea towel. And that's been nice to a tea towel.
No, but somebody said, there is a video.
Yeah, which doesn't exist. So if you do, first of all, if you do believe that, yeah, you have the IQ of a tea towel. You literally are the bottom rung of the IQ ladder, that you think that this story is actually plausible. So, but by sharing that, what you were doing is propagating a negative trope that people have about people from Africa, that they're all savages. Now, there are dangerous people from Africa.
Of course there are.
There are nasty people from Africa who have come here. But the problem is people just see Somalians, they go, savages. Savages. They had a dog. Savages. Get them out. Get them all out. Some of the messages that came into us over the last 24 hours. Ship the fuckers out. Ship them all out. Do you see that horrible person? And Amanda blocked her, saying absolutely disgusting things about every single Somalian person. Mm. The fact is, there is no video, because there was no video recorded. Yes. And there's Darren saying, and all these people say, ha ha, says Darren, Casey is an idiot. Okay, Casey, or okay, Darren, let's work this out. Your name is...
No, he said Kira is an idiot.
Kira is an idiot. Yeah, Darren, supposing we start spreading a rumour that, and we put it up on Facebook, that you drove...
No, that all people in breakers' yards are potential abusers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who works in a breakers' yard is an abuser.
And we put that up on social media and it
as
gets...
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, and it gets spread left, right and centre. Would you say then that you're the idiot or that we're the idiot? So the point is that this story...
And, Darren, sorry, do you genuinely believe...
I don't think he's that thick.
I hope not. You can't possibly believe that there was some... lads in an open field, by the way, barbecuing a fucking dog the other day.
It's not even about that at this stage, yeah? It's not even about that. This is about the social media people, influencers, as we call them, spreading this story. And as I said, one has already apologised privately to us and said that he jumped the gun and that he shouldn't have shared that story. Because he messaged us on our Facebook page. And in fact, what he said was, it's after getting very nasty. Maybe I shouldn't have pointed fingers straight away, but I was in shock at what I'd seen, to be honest, and that's fair enough.
And again, he did see the actual burned dog. He was at the actual site of where the dog was. Anyway, the bottom line is, Kira believes...
I think they have to be... Sorry, the answer to your question, the long-winded, or the short answer to a long-winded question is, I believe they need to be held accountable. If you spread false news, and at the moment that is false because there's no evidence to suggest otherwise, okay?
And I'm going to use an example, and I know you wouldn't run him down yesterday. I'm going to use the example of somebody like Daz. and Daz took a voice note at face value and not only spread the voice note online to indicate that there was video evidence of Somalians cooking the bloody dog, but also gloried in the fact that right-wing lads in the UK, in Britain, were spreading it. And he said, thanks very much. Thank you very much for spreading this. Spread it far and wide. So, Daz, whether you believe it or not, you are responsible for spreading this literally fake news. Bullshit news. And in your heart and soul, you know that it's bullshit news. You do. You genuinely have to know that it is bullshit. Because if there was any proof at all, even vaguely, that there was lads cooking the dog at the weekend, we would see those photographs of those videos by now.
So you can be guaranteed they'd be on all those Patriot pages.
Of course.
100%.
So I'm sorry. You should be held to account for spreading, deliberately spreading, and not only spreading, but encouraging other people to spread the narrative that this is what is going on in this country. And that's exactly what Daz said. This is what's going on in this country.
Like even
we need to highlight this. The savages are eating bloody dogs. It's outrageous.
Even that wet wipe, Tommy Ten name Robinson, yeah? That wet wipe in England has been sharing the story as well. So now it's literally all over the place that there are some... like, just think about... Now, if this did happen, if this was the case, absolutely share it away. If you have video evidence, share it away.
And that's exactly the point that I would make to somebody like Daz. Daz, if you have proof, and if you had a video of somebody cooking a bloody dog in Ballymun, by all means, share it wide and far. But you don't. You have no proof. Yeah. You have a voice note that claimed this and claimed that and claimed that it was actually happening early in the morning. Who the fuck barbecues early in the morning in a park in Ballymun?
Chloe's saying leave Daz alone. And in fairness, I've been supportive of Daz. I just think he got it wrong this time. But she's saying leave Daz alone. He was only reporting on something the mainstream media won't report on. Okay, Chloe, here is the point. The mainstream media wouldn't report on that because there was no facts.
Yeah.
The mainstream media operate in a different sphere to people with Twitter accounts and YouTube accounts who have absolutely no regard for the laws of which we operate in when it comes to reporting stuff. So RTE, we're not going to report on the 6 o'clock news yesterday. Three Somalians barbecued a dog in Ballymun because they couldn't.
Even listen to how ridiculous that. It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I mean, seriously.
So actual
dog has been eaten in Ballymun. Yeah. We saw it online.
So media outlets with media training have to be culpable. They have to report on things that are based on facts, okay? And they can't just... The 6-1 news in RTE isn't going to make up a whole story based on a voice note from someone they don't know. So that is the difference, Chloe. Do you not understand that? That proper journalists actually research things. They interview people.
Here's an example of literally fake news being amplified, and this is from Paul, and he says, I saw a post at the weekend by Americans about Enoch Burke saying the British courts imprisoned him for refusing to use pronouns. One page had 21,000 posts by Americans giving out about Starmer's Britain prosecuting Enoch.
We literally live, guys, we live in a world nowadays where stupidity is at its very height because of social media. And people won't even read into the story. They'll read a headline. They'll see a headline, like Tommy Ten Names saw that headline, Somalians eat dog, barbecue dog and
barbecue. True. Let's spread it.
Actual news outlets like the BBC or Sky or whatever, or RTE or whatever the case may be, they actually have to research these things and say, is there, I did the journalism, as you know, for 3 years, yeah? The one thing you learn in your first year of journalism, yeah? There's three words that you learn, and it's verify, verify, verify.
Correct. That's it. Verify.
That's what you know as being a trained journalist as well. That's what you learn. Verify, verify, verify. That's what you have to do.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Helen's opinion on this.
Good afternoon, lads. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear your podcast yesterday, but I know the gist of it. Now, I'm somebody originally from Finglas, and regarding of who they're saying did this to the dog or whether it was even done, I guess they're not remembering the early 80s and the 90s at Halloween when people from Finglas, Ballymun, Carra, Blanchestown Ballyfermot put animals on the bonfire. They weren't farm people, they were our own people, our own little scumbags, Irish people that put animals on the bonfire. It's the only night of the year still to this day that I'm traumatised over. I hate it because our own scumbags caused havoc on that night and put animals or anything that moved on bonfires.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John. What do you want to say?
There, I'm not, a bit disturbed about that comment that Angie made. Of all my years being on this planet, I've never been to a bonfire with animals on it. I just want to point that out.
Sorry, John, I actually remember when I worked in FM 104 back in the day, reporting on several different occasions about animals being fucked onto bonfires. Cats and dogs and everything. And Jeremy, you remember this as well.
Sorry,
this,
I reported on it in Cherry Orchard back in the day.
There you go.
It does happen. So,
John, it did happen. It absolutely did happen.
I don't know. Okay. Right. You know, look, here's the thing, guys. Look, you are saying, you know, that, you know, people should be chastised for reporting on stuff
I'm not saying they should be arrested or anything like that, but I think it's an absolute disgrace that somebody without any proof, without any evidence, would deliberately spread a false story. That's it. Well, that's my point.
I've seen it being broken, and I was a bit optimistic about it as well, and I always am when stuff like this happens.
What do you mean optimistic?
I'd be like, you know, waiting for the whole story to break and the whole truth to come out, you know, and I still, to this day, I don't know what happened. I still haven't seen, I've only seen what you have seen. I've only seen the stories that you have seen.
Sorry, there is nothing to see other than the photographs or the videos of the charred remains of a dog. That's all there is to see. Okay?
Well, that's all. Yeah. Well, what I do have a problem with is, you know, it's called freedom of speech, lads, and I'm sure you all enjoy it the same as myself. If this is going to be the case, we go down this route of, oh, well, this should be done and that should be done. Well, then you give the government another helping hand of taking away the freedom of speech here in the Ireland of Ireland, which I don't really want to see. And I'm sure none of you do, because you can say goodbye to the podcast. You can say goodbye to a lot of things, actually, that we get the freedom of speech
on. There are two things here, John. Firstly, you're talking about freedom of speech, and I've always been a proponent of freedom of speech, but freedom of speech has to have some constraints. You can't say what you want. I can't say something derogatory about you, John, in a public platform and say that you abuse children, because if I do, that is false news, and you you're well within your rights to sue me for that, okay?
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
So you agree the freedom of speech has limitations,
Are we agreed on that? Of course it does.
Excellent, okay.
And I get that.
We're agreed on that.
This is a very narrow road, Adrian, and the point is that I'm trying to make it.
Let me just finish.
The
rumour that was spread online over the last few days was very, very specific. And it was specifically stating, and this was what was spread on social media in the UK as well, it specifically stated that three Somalian men were cooking a dog in Ballymun, okay? Not three black men, not three Dutch men, three men from Somalia. Yep. So what does that do, John? What is the intention of that? The intention.
Urgent, Hang on, just listen to me.
The intention of that is to deliberately spread fake news about a particular nationality.
No, I get that.
Okay.
And I understand
so,
that.
So you accept that I can't do it about you. I can't make up a story about you.
But my point is, Urgent, and I'm trying to say to you is, yes, I get that. You know, it was about Somalian men and this, that, you know, I get all that. But if you're looking for stuff there to be done on, say, whatever, reported it, whatever kept reporting it, and you're looking, like, what exactly are you looking for? What's Ciara looking for here? That you should be arrested? They should
okay,
be this?
She's going a bit far, but what she's basically saying is that there should be some comeback. There should be. You are, again, John,
let's say, for example, Asian Cup, you know, okay, so the story is wrong now. So, well, you know, whatever it is, it hasn't materialized that this has happened. Am I right in saying that?
There was never any. No. It's nothing right. to do with materialized. Sorry, John, hang on. There was never any proof. Somebody made up a rumor that somebody decided to, oh, this is the truth. We're going to spread this like wildfire. That's
right.
Okay. So you're not, it's
so
nothing.
So it started in the middle of somewhere, sorry, in the, John, you know, on, middle of the conversations.
It's not that it didn't materialize. It never fucking happened. It never happened.
But it did materialize into something this big now, you see. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
This
sorry,
has gone,
John,
as you said,
John,
even gone
John,
to the England.
You're not listening to me. A dog was killed. A dog is dead. A dog was burned. Okay. That is factual.
Yes.
We know that to be true. But somebody took it upon themselves to enlarge that story and bring race into it and nationality and blame a particular group of people of being responsible without any proof at all. That's
I know
point.
That. I heard you.
That's
I heard
point.
You. I heard you a thousand times. But what I'm saying to you is,
but you
what
keep going back to freedom of speech.
But no, you keep going back to speech. You keep going back to saying, I'm not hearing and seeing what you've seen as well. This is what I'm trying to tell you. But where I'm trying to get an image here in my head of where do you go with this? You know, this is what I'm trying to say to you, because if we go in a certain, you know, we're going to lose freedom of speech if this is what people want.
No. There's a difference between freedom of speech and intentionally spreading false news.
It was wrong. I get what you're saying. I get you. I hear you. But what I'm saying is, we say the story is wrong. Okay, they got it wrong. They got it wrong. Someone, you know, it came out in the middle of nowhere. Everybody reported on it, and they got it wrong. So now people want arrested for it. This doesn't resonate with me, because why would you want people arrested for reporting on something that, okay, we got it wrong? And as even Jeremy said there earlier on, somebody got back to him and said, listen, fucking made a shit of that one, didn't I? Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, well, sure, look, that shit happens, you know. But, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, but again, John, I'm going to ask you, do you think it is okay? Just listen to me for a second.
I don't think it's okay. No, I don't.
Will you listen to me?
I know what you're going to ask me, yeah.
Do you think it is okay to put online, and you're using freedom of speech as a defence, to put online information that is completely false without any shred of evidence?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Then we're in agreement.
No.
Then
but
we're
what
in
I'm
agreement.
Saying is, when we're going on other people there, what Ciara said there, and this is what worries me then, we want these people arrested, we want things done about, what does she want done? You see, again, this does come in under the freedom of speech. Okay, I know this freedom of speech is wrong in that case.
I
know what you're saying. Well, it will be, Jeremy, because if the right people in the government get a hold of this, they will push and then start shutting sites down.
John, we
will, yeah.
We already have laws against spreading false information. It's called defamation and libel. Those laws have been in place since the foundation.
That's against the person, yeah. No. It's not against the community, you know,
It can be against the company as well. If you were to come on this podcast today, yeah, and say that a certain restaurant near where you live, and you name the restaurant, say Kennedy's restaurant around the corner from you, yeah? I know for a fact that Kennedy's restaurant serves rats in their curries. It's rat meat in their curries. I know that for a fact. Do you not think they could sue you?
Of course they could. And I get
do you think then, because these individuals haven't been identified, we have between 2,000 and 3,000 people from Somalia living in Ireland, okay?
Yes.
The rumours that were spread were that Somalians are such savages that they cook dogs in open parks in Ballymun. Now, do you think that's okay to do that?
I don't think it's okay. I'm not telling you okay. It's not okay to do that.
So why are we arguing? Know. Do you not think?
I tell you why we're arguing
should be against the law to intentionally spread fake news without any evidence.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, nobody knew whether it was fake or not. Am I agreeing on that?
John, any old gobshite will know.
Well, nobody knew. You see,
there weren't lads in a park the other day cooking a a fucking dog on a barbecue in open space.
Well, we know that now, don't we? But you see, at the end of the day,
you're not a stupid man. You're not a thick.
I'm not trying to put it. You see, Daz, there was there. That's what you said as well there. 99.9% of the stuff that Daz covers, and I like Daz. I think Daz is a great father and he's a great man. And he covers a lot of stuff that you said there, mainstream media will not cover. And he gets the stuff right. And fair play to him. He's always, getting the stuff right. Mostly he gets the stuff right. Here's one story there that, look, it's gone to fuck. And everybody's there, oh, Daz knows. You know, give the man a break. He got it wrong, whatever it may be. But the point is,
when someone gets something wrong, when someone in the media gets something wrong, so say, for instance, a newspaper, you'd often see newspapers have to post retractions, which means, oh, we got it wrong, hands up, we got it wrong. Why should the same rules not apply to people on social media?
Right, but I'm going to just hit you with one more, okay? Because, look, we just seem to be going around in circles. So we see what happens in the UK when somebody says something about something. Cops are at the door in 5 minutes. Do we really want that, lads, here in Ireland? Do we? Because I fucking don't.
Well, it depends what it
really
is. It depends what it is, John. So if it was someone... If it was someone posting up on a social media site accusing you of all sorts...
I get what you're saying. I said to you, Jeremy Dixon, you're a fucking arsehole.
That's an opinion.
John, there's a difference between an opinion and fact. Yeah. And it was stated fact that three Somalian men were caught cooking the dog in Ballymun the other day.
Now, I keep hearing the decision and I get it. I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, do you really want this police? Is this what this Kira one is trying to do here? Do we want this? You said wrong there, fuckhead, and you shouldn't have said that. So now we're going to arrest you there for false information or false this or false that.
Okay, but again, John, there is a difference between freedom of speech and intentionally spreading lies. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a few
lies.
People that man with the story, and like I said, look, they're probably sorry about it now. It's it is where it is. But do I think people should be arrested? Do I think cops should be involved? No, I surely don't. That's what my point is. And Ciara there, I'd love to speak to Ciara and get into her mind and thinking, well, what do you want done, Ciara? The story was a wrong story, people arrested?
I think all that people want is justice, and for people to be wrapped on the knuckles so that they don't do it again. You look at the assault.
What's a wrap on the knuckles, Jeremy? That's what I'm trying to find. What is a wrap on the knuckles?
Okay, but supposing, so that story about the three Somalians, was spread. Mm-hmm. And once that genie is out of the bottle, you can't put that genie back in, okay? So that genie is out of the bottle now. And we've spent the last 24 hours arguing with absolute wet wipes on social media who are saying, it is true. I've seen the video.
There's videos.
And they say, okay, send us the video, and then they disappear. So, because there is no video.
I've seen you saying that.
Last night, following that story being shared, supposing two Somalian men, and I don't know how you'd know they were Somalian by just looking at them.
You wouldn't. That's the whole point.
But supposing two Somalian men were walking back from Tesco's in Ballymun after doing their shopping, minding their own business, and a group of yuppros saw them, they're Somalians, they were the ones that ate the dog and beat the living shit out of them. Who would be responsible for that now?
Well, obviously they would, and I get that,
Now you see the dangers of spreading false news.
No, what I'm saying is, and I've agreed with you there on the false news aspects of things, and I get that. I'm not trying to be fucking, but what I'm saying is, what's a wrap on the knuckles? What's the Gardaí? Look, what exactly do people want here? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right, but stay there for a second, John. Our number is 0858252626. Kieran, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kieran?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Kieran. What did you want to say on this?
I just think you could go down the route. There's a couple of points I want to make, actually. I think you could go down the route. It's never going to happen, and it's impossible to enforce. But if you're going on Facebook or social media, what's wrong with providing your name and address, PPS number?
I've never understood how people are allowed to have social media accounts that are completely unverified.
Well, there you go. There's one answer. Another thing you said, Adrian, about RTE and the reliable media, as it were, you just have to go to RTE every single day. Yes, what they say is factual, but is it relevant? They mention race all the time. Oh, the man found guilty today in such and such a court was originally from Poland. Is it relevant? He was originally from Poland. So why say it? That's going to cause incitement, is it not?
But that's the whole random. The whole random. So many holes with this story about the dog. There's more holes than you find in a colander in your kitchen.
Absolutely. But
one of the big things was that they were so specific about the nationality of the three people.
By the way, can I just tell you, that was the very first thing that made me smell a rat about the story.
But sorry, here's Keith straight away. Somalians do eat dog meat. It's a known fact.
Seriously, Keith.
Known in your head, Keith. In your little head, it's going around. It's a known fact. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't happen. Again, provide us with the evidence. It's just so frustrating. It's a known fact. No, Keith, something that's in your head
is
not a known fact. That's something that's in your head. But that was the most random part of the story was
three Somalians. Very specific. Yeah. Very, very, very
so
specific.
I don't know one person listening to this podcast now that could tell the nationality of someone looking across the road.
If I walked out into the car park here at the hotel now and there was a black guy out in the car park, would I be able to say, ha-ha, he's Somalian? No, I wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't.
No, he'll be from Finglas.
Yeah, absolutely. So but let me ask you, John was asking the question, like, what do we want here? What I want is for people to stop spreading fake news intended to incite hatred against immigrants, and in particular, in this case, Somalian immigrants. I want people to stop doing that because I think it's extremely unhealthy, it's extremely dangerous, and as Jeremy said a moment ago, God forbid some guy is outed as a Somalian and has the shit kicked out of them because, oh, your kind eat dogs. Like, that's how dangerous this is. So that's what I just want people to stop doing that. What do you think, Kieran?
Well, look, you gave all the examples about the dogs. We all know the bullshit. But multiply by 1,000 and say, you could say the current Taoiseach, you know, you could say awful things about him. Examples you've given in the last couple of minutes, awful things about his character. It's not going to be any consequences at all. And what this is the Pope from 40 years ago. The pub was exactly the same 40 years ago. You can go into a pub and you still can. You can say what you like. Now, the audience is different now. You've got a much bigger audience, but it's the same principle. You go back 40 and 50 years ago, you can go into a pub and say what you like about whoever. No one's going to arrest you. Nobody's going to arrest you. And now it's the same. But now your message is being heard in South America, Russia, wherever, you know, all over the place.
Okay, let me ask you then. Do you believe that somebody who intentionally, without evidence, spreads a fake news story, do you believe there should be a punishment of some sort for that?
Absolutely, 100% there should. Absolutely, but it's never going to happen because they'll never be found. Until we get a hang on the laws around social media, it's never going to happen.
Well, no, hang on a second. These stories were all spread by people who we know their actual name. I mean, we know, and again, I'm not poking a Daz there because I actually like Darren.
Yeah.
But we know Daz's full name. We know it's Darren Bradley. That's well documented online. So people know his name. And my advice to Darren, because I know he does listen to the podcast, is unless you have evidence to the contrary, so unless you have a video, Darren, on your phone that shows three Somalians sitting down with a knife and fork eating the dog, unless you have that video, you should probably take that down, because it is going to happen where someone is going to be made responsible for falsehoods that they post online.
Can I just add
and
Daz has added to it by using the statement from the NSPCA yesterday, where they said the dog was found with some sort of a stake shoved into its gob, and that's by way of almost verifying that the dog was on a spit or whatever. I don't know how that ended up in his mouth, but it wasn't, it didn't go all the way through the dog's body that you could be twisting it around on a spit. But my point is that Daz has intentionally amplified the NSPCA statement if to justify that this is actually what happened in the first place.
The NSPCA said it's... The fact of the matter is, as well, if that was, and I said this on yesterday's podcast, if it was three Somalians, sure, they're living in a hotel somewhere, they're getting fed. Why? Like, we're not in a country that's so destitute that people would need to eat a dog to survive. I mean, that's not the case. And, you know,
the guy go around to Daz's house, for example, and he said, no, wasn't me. Never happened. Never said any such thing. Where did the Gardaí then? They can't prove it, can they? This is the problem.
Well, they can. They can trace it back to your social media account.
They can try, but they're not going to, because your social media doesn't have your name. It has an email address, but, I have a YouTube channel. I've never given my details to anybody.
But again, Ciarán, if God forbid, and it could still happen, if some Somalian is beaten up as a retribution for what happened to that dog, then the people who spread that false rumor are guilty. They're culpable.
They're not guilty of the assault. They're guilty of spreading lies on social media. Who's guilty of the assault is the person who did the assault. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the incitement to hatred laws come in. So if myself and Adrian
Landis, the laws are there, but they're unenforceable. Yeah. They're absolutely unenforceable. So we are at the moment.
Well, no, they are enforceable. If myself and Adrian on this podcast today said, call down to number 22 High Street. There's a man there called Mr. O'Brien, and he abuses children. We know for a fact. Right. Now, we don't have a video of it, but we got a voice note that said that Mr. O'Brien in number 53 High Street abuses children. And a big mob go down and beat the living shite out of him based on false information. We are responsible. Don't think we wouldn't end up in court.
Absolutely, 100% we would. Let me bring in more opinions on this. And Phil.
Well, as I said, I'll just pop on here to leave a voice note there before I go back into work. Just about the topic on that poor innocent dog. Look, the way I look at it is, if that was a group of white men that did that, would you think they'd be posting it all over social media? I highly doubt it. Plus, I think that right-wing scum basically hear something on the grapevine and they're basically spreading racial hatred just to suit their own negative, scummy agenda.
Handsome it's the again. Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how are you? I've just literally hopped on and listening to the podcast, which is great.
Okay, very good. That's nice to hear. What's your opinion on this? Should there be consequences for somebody intentionally spreading fake news, basically false news, made-up news?
Absolutely. You can't spread shit about people where there's enough, like, what would you say, there's people that will jump on the bandwagon and use it as ammunition. You can't spread false statements about people, and you can't say, like, sorry lads, I actually don't know, like, I don't even know how what nationality came into it, or is it that somebody made a false accusation
somebody spread, there's just no proof. Somebody spread information that a dog that was found dead in Ballymun was dead because Somalians were trying to cook the dog for their dinner. That's literally what was spread online.
So it's just hearsay, basically.
It was absolute bollocks. It was completely made up. Not hearsay, made up.
Oh,
well, that's what hearsay is.
So what I'm trying to get at is I don't understand how anyone can say it's true or false either. Do you know that way?
I can say with my hand on my heart, and God may strike me down, that is not a true story. Because if it was a true story, and the people who propagated this story claim there is evidence, claim there's video evidence and photographs of these three specifically Somalian men cooking a dog in a park in Ballymun. If there was photographic evidence, do you not think we'd have seen it by now? Do you not think it would have leaked out? Absolutely.
So all that's leaked out is like what's left of the poor animal. That's charred.
There is no dispute over the fact that the carcass of a dog was found burned in Ballymun. Yeah. Okay, that's not in doubt.
We got messages last night.
I wasn't sure about that, though, as to how Somalians came into it or any nationality came into it.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, we got messages on our Facebook page last night, Lee, saying that it's two local scumbags from the Ballymun area that did it. Two white local scumbags. Now, we could have screenshotted those messages that came in and put them up on our Facebook page, but we didn't because, again, it's baseless information.
It's hearsay.
Here, God knows, in the next couple of days, a video may surface and it will show two yup bros in Canada Goose jackets, because let's be honest, and that woman at the start of the podcast, Ballymun is not immune to dog cruelty. There's been horrific stories of animal cruelty in the likes of Fingus and Ballymun over the years, so it's not as if this is a new thing.
Like, I've seen it everywhere, to be honest with you, but I think there should be penalties for, like, there should be. It's not good enough to turn around and go, oh, like, sure, there's nothing they can do anyway. You can't be spreading shit about people and just using it as an ad to try and agitate. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's
certain names stay with people.
Absolutely, you know that, that is literally what was done here. This story, this tragic story of a dog being found burned in Ballymun, was turned into propaganda. That's literally what this story was turned into.
I think there should be definitely penalty or repercussions for somebody who spreads that and encourages that. I think if you know and you have footage, fair enough, fine. If they've proof and they were there, they've seen it, they've footage, fine. Then name it. But stand 100% behind what you're naming, if you're naming a nationality or anything, right? But like, have facts, have it based on facts and have proof.
But the fact like that they were able to know exactly what, like, the only way you can be sure of someone's nationality is if you have their passport. That's literally the only way.
Yep.
I mean, when you're walking through, when you're
I don't know how I'd identify a Somalian
could either of you walk down O'Connell Street now today and be able to point out everyone, go, that person's from there, that person's from there, or that person's Polish? You couldn't. It's impossible.
No, the way you'd word it is a foreign national or that's not white, basically, which sounds probably racist to a lot of people, but there's other ways to describe people that they're not of, what would you say, white, Irish, whatever way you'd word it.
Can I just call somebody out? As we're recording this podcast, okay, and we record this podcast live from our Facebook page every day, I just want to call out somebody who, again, is spreading absolute lies, bullshit. This is Chloe on our Facebook page, and she said they did cook the dog. They may not have the intention of eating it, but they still cooked the dog. So Daz was factually correct.
I think what Chloe is saying here. I think what Chloe is saying is the dog was burnt. It was burnt. For what purposes?
No, she said they did, and they.
Well, no, somebody is they. In fairness to Chloe, we'll get her on because it's not fair to cast aspersions without her having the right to apply. So as soon as we have a free line, we'll have her on. I assume she's talking about the people that did it. She didn't mention somebody did burn a dog.
Correct.
Somebody or some people did. That we know is a fact. Okay, that's...
Were they cooking the dog? No.
Well, they're burning the dog.
She said they also did cook the dog. Cooking a dog is a very... Cooking a dog is a very specific action. Okay? Burning a dog in a wheelie bin is not cooking the fucking dog. Cooking a dog is putting it on a barbecue. Okay,
calm down. She used the wrong word. Okay?
We'll find out in a moment. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We really would like to get your opinion on this before we wrap up. Whether you agree or disagree with what you're hearing here, the podcast is called Opinions Matter, and it is open to you to give us your opinion on what you are hearing. 085-825-2626. Darren.
Number one, when did I say I believe this shit? Answer that question. Number two, where does Kira think all these people are going to go into prison? Is she living under a rock? Because our prisons are full. Getting arrested for something you say. And it must go the same way for mainstream media, because they are 100% guilty of false information. And they can't say they're not.
Sorry, just in response to Darren there, it's always black or white with him, isn't it? To suggest that crime should be forgotten just because there's no space in prison is an infantile argument, Darren. Even for you, it's an infantile argument. If that were the case, a man that comes home and beats seven bells of shite out of his wife tonight because she hasn't got the dinner ready, your argument would be, Darren, we can't go after him because there's no space in prison. No space in prison for him. You can't just excuse crimes because our prisons are full. That is not the way life works. If the person's found to be guilty, there has to be some sort of punishment. And saying the prisons are full is a cop-out.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm actually quite annoyed at you and Jeremy today, Adrian.
That's okay. Tell me why.
Well, hang on, what did I do?
What did I do?
You, as a big atheist, and always like to slag me for my Catholic faith, were asking God to be a witness for you earlier. You don't believe in God.
That's an expression, as God is my witness. No, I don't believe in God, but as God is my witness.
Second of all, you twisted what I said about Daz. I said some of the things he reports on are not reported by mainstream media. It's because of people like Daz. Henry Novak is getting justice in England, by the way.
Yeah, no argument there.
Second of all, I never once stated it was Somalians who done this. In fact, dogs are considered filthy in Islam. They're the same as pigs. They do not like them. They don't even like to touch them. They have ritualistic cleansing for touching a dog by accident. I never mentioned a nationality, according to some people in the comments. I did. No, I didn't. It was Daz. I said he was right. They set the dog on fire. It's the equivalent of cooking it.
Well, no. You actually used the word cook, and cook is very specific. You cook something
if I bring
to consume
you home
it.
A piece of beef. No, I said they may not have had the intention of eating it.
Cooking a dog or cooking anything is being cooked with the intent to eat.
I'm actually more concerned not about them eating the dog, but the fact that it sounds like the dog was tortured with a spit put through its throat just to torture
it. It's horrific. It's horrific.
People are missing that part.
Yeah, and in fairness, Adrian, Chloe is actually on your side. Chloe is, and I've seen some of her comments, Chloe has said that the chance, I mean, the people who made up the story should have picked a better nationality to blame it on, because Somalians are generally Muslim. I think 99% of Somalians are Muslims. Muslims do not eat dog. So if they were going to be a bit more...
I said it numerous times.
Sorry, say again?
I said it numerous times, but Adrian read one comment and decided to attack me for it, as usual.
Well, you did say that they cooked the animal. Cooking,
Adrian, if I bring you home a leg of lamb and you put it in a fire, what are you doing to it? You're cooking it.
If I'm cooking it if I intend to consume it, yes, that's cooking it.
Well, I stated they may not have had the intention of eating it, which means these people deliberately went out their way, regardless of nationality, and deliberately.
Okay, so who do you believe these people are?
I have no clue, which is why I use the term they. If I wanted to say something about Somalians that is factual, I would say they are notorious for fraudulent in welfare systems. That's a factual statement.
Okay, so the question we're asking today is, should there be some repercussions for people who intentionally spread misinformation without a shred of proof?
Well, according to Jeremy, most days, and you've admitted you're a fan of Daz, Daz is not a journalist. So why is he being held to the same standard as a journalist?
No, I agree. He's not. No more than Philip Dwyer and people like that. These citizen journalists,
so
they're not actually journalists.
Why should he be held to the same standards?
Because, it's nothing to do with standards. It's to do with the principle of spreading information that is misleading, untrue, and without any evidence.
No, what I mean, hang on for a second.
Adrian, we had the dog's body with the...
Hang on. There is evidence that a dog is dead. Yes, there's no denying that.
And that it was burned.
Yes, absolutely. There's no denying that. That is not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is people intentionally singling out one nationality, singling out three men from that nationality.
She agrees with you. Chloe said herself that it was and Somalians, it couldn't be.
I'm the one teaching people in your comments about Islam, because I actually know
my statement, Chloe, is that it is not, and I know what you're saying about Daz. Do you think it is okay for Daz and people like him to deliberately spread a story with no shred of evidence?
Well, he had evidence. He had a dog's body sent to him. He had somebody telling them they were arrested.
That is not evidence of three Somalians specifically, cooking the dog.
She's not agreeing with me. She's arguing the point.
She is arguing the point that Daz has evidence. He doesn't have evidence.
Well, no, he doesn't have evidence.
No, you say he had no evidence something took place. He did. He had a dog's body and somebody
But again, Chloe, you're not listening to what I'm trying to say here. What Daz said on his post was, there's a dead dog and it was three Somalian men that cooked the dog.
There were several people that said it on their social media.
Well, now, Adrian, you're confused, because Daz said he had voice notes from people stating that. Daz never said I saw three Somalian men.
We played the voice note, and so that voice note is the evidence, is it? Really?
It was
seriously, Chloe?
Daz just took it in good faith.
But that's my point. That's my point. Yeah, you can't.
No.
You can't take shit like that at face value and just hope to God it's true.
Okay, so
Adrian, let me ask you this. Would you agree in America, specifically in the state of Minnesota, Somalians have been known and now proven to have committed millions in state fraud?
I don't know that to be true. Maybe it is.
Well, it's been proven in court and they've lost all their funding. So are you denying that fact that the early learning centers
I can't deny or confirm something I know nothing about.
How is he supposed to know about a story in Minnesota?
Again, you're asking me to just accept what you're saying at face. Hang on, Chloe. Chloe said it, so therefore it's true. Chloe, you're talking shite now. I'm sorry. I can't go on. Let me go to John.
John, lads. Yeah, confirmation bias has been around since probably the caveman time. It's a human trait. And everybody, even the pylon effect is very ideological as well. So if Gripped made a mistake, there'll be an absolute pylon. If RTE made a mistake, they'll write it in the back of some headline or some article where nobody can read it, and it'll be pushed under the carpet. You lads made a mistake, as you rightly said a couple of times there about, there was a Roman gypsies going into the council estate or into a council house. You came back and did apologise for that, but I'm just saying there is... pylons and ideological biases, and everybody has them, and I think everybody has to just relax about social media and people have to start getting used to it. Yeah, there's laws against discriminating against people already. We have these laws, yeah? If these laws are enforced, then so be it. But confirmation bias has been around for God knows how long, and it's up to the person to retract if it is wrong. And the dog has not been removed, the remains have not been removed, and the police have not made a statement. So, yeah, there we go.
All right. Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
No, I just put up a comment. Like, when you put into Google, do Somalians eat dog, you get a very, evident response that they are 99% Muslim. They don't, generally in Islam, don't eat dog. Now, that's not to say everybody. I mean, there could be 1% of the people that do. But I think in terms of the question as to whether people should be prosecuted, I'm not really sure that Daz has committed a crime.
And I'm not necessarily saying prosecuted, okay? But... I'm not even singling this particular guy out because it was spread far and wide. Should there not be consequences for intentionally spreading a story that is not true, but the motivation behind spreading that story is to create fear, suspicion, and anger towards a particular community?
And Grace, I did say on the previous podcast that if that story had been, and Daz had done a story, he said it was two local yuppros from Ballymun who did that to the dog or whatever the case may be. There's no way Tommy Robinson in the UK or all the far right groups in the UK would have shared that story. They shared that story because it fit their narrative that they want. They want us to believe that everybody that comes from Africa is a savage. And that's what you only have to look at the commentary online on these posts. They believe that, and by the way, they don't even realize Africa is a continent that's made up of over 50 countries or something like that. They think all of Africa is one country. It's literally a continent. But they want us to believe that Africans are all savages.
I think if you look at their content, they very much lean towards one direction. However, they are content creators. They're not investigative journalists like yourselves who are going to, if I ring you with a story tomorrow, you're going to say, okay, I'm going to contact that company to get their side, or I'm going to contact that person. They don't do that. They rely on the public to provide them with information. And unfortunately, a lot of the public is leaning towards one direction as well. So they want to get this stuff posted online, but it's posted as content. It should not be posted as factual unless you have the evidence to prove it, but it is posted as content for those people to get views and to get money. That's what it's there for.
And I get that, and I understand that, and I get how social media works, and you might even earn a few bob out of a post if it goes further around the world. I understand how it works, okay? But my point is, and I know what you're saying about content creators and everything else, but should people be able to make money out of lies. Literally,
absolutely not. But the person who should be held accountable is the person who started that story first. I don't think the people. I know that they have a platform where they've promoted it and made it like viral, as they would say. But I think the person who has initiated that story should be the person held accountable. So therefore, if you want to, you know, put somebody in trouble for it, contact the people who are sharing it and say, who gave you the story?
But Grace, like all stories like that, it's impossible to nail down who starts these. And if you remember back to the, which we can talk about now, those that horrific incident with Bouchacker on Parnell Street. If you remember, several high-profile far-right agitators, one of them being Ben Gilroy. I remember seeing the post. Ben Gilroy, who has a very big social media presence. Now, I don't know if it's very big, but he commented on his social media at the time saying that he had it on good source that child was dead at the time.
That's right. And that was absolutely, completely, well,
obviously,
and utterly untrue.
The child is still with us,
but that post would was designed people. To in, and it did inflame people. It did. We saw what happened that night. But
imagine saying that. Imagine saying that about a child without actually, on the word of someone. He obviously, you know, someone on the street said, "Oh, I heard that child died. I better go on." That's how dangerous this fucking stuff is. That someone with a social media presence can falsely claim that the child
can falsely claim what they like,
yeah,
and do regularly falsely claim whatever suits their narrative. Like Somalians were cooking a dog in Ballymun at the weekend. All right.
Anyway, as you said, Grace, it only took you what, 5 seconds to Google "do Somalians eat dogs"? That's literally all it takes. Yeah. Do these people know how to use Google?
Or ChatGPT is good too.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Good to talk to you as always, Grace. Thanks very much indeed.
Common sense.
Let me squeeze in just one or two more messages. Colm.
Good afternoon, lads. Love the show as usual. Well, I just wanted to say, I'll hold my hand up and say that I shared it across social media. Almost out of impulse, like I do with many other shorts and videos and all that. Just add to story. So I'm guilty of that. But I don't think I should be arrested for inciting hatred.
And one final WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, guys. Brian here. I burn coal on a fire. Am I cooking the coal or am I burning it? I mean, you cook with the intention of eating something. You know, they burned the dog. They didn't cook it. You know what I mean? That's the difference. You're talking about playing with words here. They didn't cook the dog. They burned it.
All right, Brian, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. Some people saying, why are we even discussing this again? The reason we're discussing it again is to highlight...
If someone doesn't think we should discuss again...
Don't listen to it. We're highlighting this again to show how dangerous it is to intentionally make up a story and propagate that story. That's all. Simple as that. And again, if there is any proof that we have misrepresented this story, please send it on to us. But I know
there
isn't.
Do you think we get a video by next year?
I know there isn't. I know there isn't. We're more likely to get a video of two young fellas from Ballymun actually doing this. Okay. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. Hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.